What it do, y'all? It's Char, aka the Nubian narrator, aka your best friend. And you know what you tuned into. This is the Nubian narrator podcast / blog, quarantine edition. And we about to turn up. So if you drink, go ahead, get your drink. And if you smoke, go and get your smoke, because we about to kick our feet up. And we're going to talk about some good shit. And you know Char love the kids. But for this episode, parental advisory is advised. All right, y'all. So this is the quarantine edition of the Nubian narrator. I'm sitting here in my robe. I'm stuck in the house. And I want to go outside and play, but outside is closed. So that's the case for a lot of us right now. A lot of us, if you single, you lonely. So this episode, I'm going to do a review and a recap on some of the dating sites that I went on to see if I could find me a quarantine bae. And I'm going to let y'all know how that shit go. So what I did, I went on the app store. I typed in dating apps. It gave me a whole list. So the first one was Tinder. Tinder, I'm going to tell you right now, they not fucking with me, period. It don't matter if I swipe left, if I swipe left, right, it don't matter. They won't fuck with me. So Tinder gets a zero, period, off top. Then I had Bumble. Now I had a homegirl recommend Bumble to me not too long ago. So I checked it out, downloaded it. I like Bumble. They got potential dudes on there. They got on their suits. Look like they got a little money. And yeah, I like that. And then you could also go on there and have meet a friend, like a girl that could be your best friend. And some of them bitches look cool. I'll fuck with them. And then you could also go on there and network. If you have a business, you could go on there and say, hey, I do blogging. What you do, bitch? And y'all could probably link up. You never know. So Bumble definitely gets a 9 out of 10 for me. I'm going to say 9 out of 10. And then you keep scrolling and you're going to see Plenty of Fish. Now, let me tell y'all this. Plenty of Fish is the bottom of the motherfucking barrel when it comes to niggas. Like, these are crabs in a bucket ass niggas. These are dusty ass niggas. These are niggas that ain't shit. And it's not all of them, but it's about a good majority. And so these niggas is trying to fuck. Don't let them get you, because you will get pregnant during this quarantine. And bitch, no. Don't do it. Keep swiping. Keep scrolling. And then I went to Match.com. No. Absolutely no. Hell no. I tried eHarmony. And I said, bitch, I'm not about to pay for this shit. And then I did Christian Mingle. I wasn't feeling Christian Mingle because I'm not about to play with the Lord like that at all. So I just deleted my profile. So dating apps during quarantine, not for me. Not for me at all. I'm not even that lonely. I'm not even that lonely for real. So what I'm looking for in my quarantine bae is a dick dropper. Like, I'm not about to sugarcoat shit. I want a nigga that's gonna come drop them draws deep, bitch. I need that. Cause if I'ma be stuck in this house 24/7, I'm gonna need dick on demand. D-O-D. Period. And also somebody that I could communicate with. Like, do you have good communication skills? Like, if I gotta sit here and talk to your ass all day, can we come up with a plan? Can we come up with some kind of, you know, debate? Can we have an intelligent conversation before and after we fuck? Like, come on, man. And are you ambitious? Like, it's a lot of us during this time that we can't work. We cannot work. I thank God that I'm essential, bitch. And, you know, my job is still open because we do provide a health service. But it's a lot of people who ain't that blessed. And so, do you have a plan if this shit lasts longer than what we think? Do you got some ambition to go out and motherfucking get it, nigga? Like, you know, I'm looking for ambition, determination. Also, just somebody that's cool. You feel me? Like somebody who really just fuck with me like I fuck with them. Like it's just a overall quarantine love story. Like that's what I want. So if you know somebody who fit them qualifications, definitely tell them to come my way, because I'm waiting. And after this word from our sponsors, I will be back. All right, y'all. So the last piece of my segment is just me encouraging y'all. You know, a lot of us, like I said earlier, are unable to work. Definitely use this downtime. Don't look at it as nothing negative. Don't look at it as nothing, you know, fucked up. Find out what's for you. Find out what you like to do. Do what you like to do. If you ain't been able to color a damn picture in 2 years because you've been busy, bitch, go get you a coloring book. And just do anything just to keep your mind from being idle. Because the idle mind is the devil's playground. And we do not need, in this time where we take care of these kids all day, and the time that we take care of these damn bills, don't know how they about to get paid, we do not need the devil to come around here playing around with his trickery. So do some shit that you love. This, I came and I recorded my podcast because I felt myself getting a little down. I felt myself getting a little, feeling some type of motherfucking way, to be honest. And so I said, let me go do what I love. Let me write my poetry. Let me write my spoken word. Let me get on my podcast and talk my shit. Even though, you know, I'm gonna be funny and I'm gonna be goofy, it take my mind off of the shit that we facing right now with this coronavirus bullshit. People losing their life, people losing their livelihood behind this shit. And so I just want to encourage y'all, stay uplifted, stay positive. This too shall pass. Find you something to do, bitch. And don't yell at them kids, because they ain't did shit to you. As always, it's always love. As always, I love you. As always, God loves you. And if you don't know who I am, I will reintroduce my goddamn self. My name is Charmaine, aka Char, aka the Nubian narrator, aka the bishop of your head if you get crazy. And I'm out this bitch. And I really have fun recording this. I really hope that y'all enjoyed it. I do have a blog. That bitch ain't all the way ready, but you can head over to see what I got up so far. It is www.thenubiannarrator.com. It's a blog. It's for creative writing. It's for shit, me to write a story. If you become a member, you can write a story. You can write poetry. You can give advice. You can do anything you want on that motherfucker. I got the wall open. So if you feel like being creative, and if that's the shit that you do, share that shit with me. Share that shit with some people that I fuck with, because that could be uplifting to us, just like my stories can be uplifting to you. So I love y'all. I really hope y'all check out my content. I really hope y'all fuck with this blog and this podcast shit, because I'm really trying to make this a thing. And yeah, we out. And I hope that 2020 gets on a better track for everybody. I love y'all.